Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Foreigner bringing this back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Jim Alampi is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, founder of Alampi & Associates, creator of the Execution Maximizer, and that's alampi.com, right, Jim? A-L-A-M-P-I.com? Is that the website?
That's it.
And we're talking about being an executive and having executive goals that you're setting for yourself and holding yourself accountable and turning the assessment program, you know, when you were on all those boards, those 150, 200 boards that you've been on over the years, you were the boss of the CEO. You guys, you know, you were in charge of, you got to say whether he or she came in, you know, worked or had a job or what they had, how their performance was assessed. But in a small business, you know, only our bank, I guess, our banker would be one of the people who would hold us accountable, and I guess maybe our families. But pretty much it's a kind of a lonely life when you're at the you're the top of a small business. What do you think?
It certainly can be, and that's where I think CEOs have got to reach out and build what Jim Collins called a council, a group of people who will tell you the brutal facts in a respectful manner. You know, there are lots of people who give us feedback, but oftentimes people have agendas, and you really need people around you that
right.
will give you direct and appropriate feedback when it comes, because there is no other boss of a CEO.
Right. You know, when I've written four books, and when I get them ready to go to press, I send them to a group of people in my brain trust that I've gotten to know over the years, other authors, and I call them my SOBs. And the reason I call them that is because they love me enough to tell me the truth. I mean, if I send them a book that's got a crazy idea or something they don't understand, or if they just completely disagree with it, they'll give it back to me and hold me accountable. They'll put my feet to the fire, make me declare why I did that. And it makes, in every case, it made my books better. And we have to do the same thing for our performance in our company. That's what you're talking about, isn't it?
It certainly is. And it's something that has to come along with any CEO who's in place. You know, what's the end game that they're looking for the company? What are the things they need to get better at? What are the things they need to stop doing so they can spend time on what is really important? So building that brain trust for them, you know, maybe their banker, their lawyer, their CPA, of people who can give good, honest, direct feedback is absolutely critical.
When you were a board member, did any of the companies ask the employees to evaluate how the executives were doing?
I think not back then as much as today, which falls under what most people call an engagement survey or assessment. Mm-hmm. Now, how engaged are people? And oftentimes there'll be questions on that engagement survey about what do people think about their leaders, either the boss at the very top or their direct boss. You know, do they get feedback? Do they have clear goals assigned to them? Do they know what the deliverables are? Do they know how they'll be judged at the end of a period? You know, and most people are now getting away from that old once-a-year annual performance review. I mean, even General Electric recently changed to monthly and quarterly performance reviews
right.
that are more coaching than just sitting back and making it a report card.
Well, that's something that's really more important today with the younger generations, especially because they're not comfortable with being called in on the carpet or, you know, with a really lowered eyebrow, level stare kind of an assessment. They're just not comfortable with that, and so I think they respond more to the coaching method than they do the evaluation method. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, absolutely. I was speaking to a group of executives not too long ago, and after I finished, one of the young ladies came up to me and said, "You know, I don't think this accountability stuff is fair. I don't know why you have to have accountability in running a company." And I didn't know what to say. It was so off. It just put me totally off guard to know what to say.
I've had one or two little comments like that from some of the one or two of the millennial employees I've had over the years. And I, you know what I said to them? I said, "Well, let me ask you a question. If your payroll check isn't ready on the 15th, are you going to hold me accountable for that?"
Yeah, there are always good examples.
I've had the opportunity to use that once or twice, and it works. By the way, that there was no confusion about what was going on at that point in time. Jim, last thoughts.
I think we just have to have the discipline as the senior executive to constantly and look for feedback from people around us.
And maybe you find a way to get some kind of feedback from your employees. It can be painful sometimes, but you got to put yourself out there. You got to hold yourself accountable, and you got to find that accountability wherever you can. Alampi.com is the website. Hey, Jim, good job today. Come back soon.
Anytime, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Jim Alampi, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.